This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Myles Garrett's over-under for his sack total this year is set at 12.5.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about most of my brain is being occupied somewhere else. Now.
Okay, let's start it off with Myles then, because I think it's comically low. And I can't figure out how do they end up on 12.5? If for the past 4 years he's gotten at least 14, why do they think there's going to be a down year in the sack production category for Myles when you add Mason Graham to the defensive line?
That might be it. Maybe they think he's not going to have as many opportunities. The old Jadeveon Clowney, he won't get as many looks at it. That actually is like a hypothetical thing. If they think the rest of the defensive line is good, that they could take 1 to 2 to 3 sacks away from him.
Myles, so you got 16-16 with Jadeveon Clowney. When Clowney had the year where he had 9, he got close to double digits himself. But like enough people are going to be able to feast here.
I don't know about that. Well, I mean, they are going to be on the field a lot. So that's, they got that going.
I would think it would help limit in many ways. Like, what's the big thing with Myles always? It's the idea that he gets double teamed more than any other pass rusher in the game. Double teamed twice as much as TJ Watt has been in his career. Can you double team him every single play if Mason Graham is eating?
I
mean, maybe you do, but the way I see it is like he's only going to have more opportunities.
I don't think it's comically low. I mean, I think Myles has been on the, I mean, since 2021, 16, 16, 14, 14, and there were a couple of years where he didn't even play a full 17 games. I mean, he's pretty locked in. If he plays the full season, he's getting to, you know, what's it? Every time he's actually played 15 or more games,
yeah,
he's gotten to 13.5 sacks or more.
Correct.
I will say he's 29. I will say this is my fear with paying Myles was always, all right, he's got a lot of health issues that continue to prop up, and he'll let you know about every single one of them. There is a part of me that's like, man, if you get 12 sacks this year, we're going to be looking at that contract like it's a real concern going into, what is it, not even year one of the new contract a year from now?
I guess the question would be, how hungry do you think Myles Garrett is then? So like one thing that always stayed with me was last year when Aditi on the broadcast mentioned how Myles was trying to show leadership. Like he was trying, he was playing through these injuries, but he was trying to showcase to everybody else, like, this is how you do it. I'm going to start to lead. And a lot of that is because he wanted to be paid a lot of money, and so he thought this was the way of doing it. Well, he's gotten paid a lot of money. Does he continue to showcase the leadership that he tried to last year? Or does he say, I'm not putting my body on the line anymore, and I'm just, if I got a nick, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Oh, no. I mean, I think if you play with minor injuries, especially as a football player, feet injuries, I mean, there's some, I mean, you listen, you can lose speed, but as long as you have power, you've got a chance as a great edge rusher in the NFL. The problem is if your feet continue to hurt you, it can rob you of either one or both.
I mean, I just wonder. I wonder how desperate he's going to be to try to showcase that leadership that he talked about last year and playing through things. I think he will, because I think he's playing for the Hall of Fame still.
Yeah, I mean, I
think he's playing for a lot of individual stuff that's going to matter and take over conversations.
I don't disagree. My bigger question is just injuries. And, like, if it's not injuries and he gets 12 sacks, it'll be you'll be like, what? What happened with Miles? Because Miles, so much of what makes Miles worth $40 million a year is anywhere from 14 to 16 sacks a year.
Right. Well, and the quarterback hurries, too, and the quarterback hits. Yeah. I mean, it's like he's always in the top echelon of that category. And it's like, I mean, it's just everything he does is always, he's always at a premier level. 12 is not a premier level.
But would you be disappointed?
Yes, very much so.
And well, so the reason why I think it's so interesting is we just have not had another player like Miles in terms of his elite pass rushing. I mean, since going back to like Michael Dean Perry, since going back to like the elite defensive lineman you had, going all the way back to like the 60s teams, there was a time where when Cam Wembley got, I think it was 10 sacks as a rookie, you thought, we finally got one. I've had to watch Terrell Suggs and James Harrison and Joey Porter and all these Hall of Fame type edge rushers come in and open up a can of whoop ass. We were getting, you know, like your tops would be 8 or 9. I remember when Mark Word had like 7 sacks, and I was like, and this was before they really started to stink. It was like, all right, we got an edge rusher we can build on. We never heard from him again. We did have the Mark Word. There was a McDonald's meal with him in it. I remember it was like, I think it's something with a Whopper, and I was like, he's good enough for a McDonald's meal.
Every city have like one of those. Like in Chicago growing up, it was Bill Wennington had like the McDonald's meal,
and
it
was
like,
that's just ironic.
That's what it was. It was Bill Wennington, and it was
a bench in life, like Bill Wennington is in Chicago.
And when you ordered, you had to call it a beef Wennington too. That was the whole idea on it as well.
It was just a play on beef Wellington.
That's what it was, a beef Wennington
for a D-minus player.
The backup to Luke Longley got the meal at McDonald's. Yes, that's right.
Well, okay, but Mark Word was actually good for that 1 year. No, I think Jameer Miller had it for 1 year too. But then I think it stopped after Mark Word. And then you're like, okay, that's not going to help anything. But I mean, it's so, on one hand, this speaks to the incredible privilege of having a player like Miles, where you're right. I think I'm right. If he has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If he has anything less than 13 or 14 sacks this year, and it's not directly tied to he played 12 games, it's going to be a disappointment. But I think this is just a great exercise of like, yeah, this is also where we are after the contract debacle. Because here's the thing, it's quiet now, right? I think most fans have moved on. I think the truism that once the contract is over, you move on, it's done, until that player struggles. So like this, it's all quiet in Pittsburgh now with TJ Watt. until he's the third best edge rusher on that team this year and has 8 sacks. Then all of a sudden, you're going to hear a lot of people talk about $41 million a year, but the whole process this offseason.
So I do think something that Browns fans will probably keep an eye on, though, is, so like last year, for instance, if you take the Chargers game out of the equation, I think he had 4 sacks in that game. But what I remember the most about that game was he had 3 sacks in 4 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, and by the way, it was a drive that the Chargers still ended up scoring points on, where he just obliterated them in a three sack four play stretch. But in the fourth play, they still ended up managing to convert the first down, and it was what it was. But the point is that, like, does he get a? He's got a game a year where he just ends up massive. A couple years ago, it was that Bears game where he ended up with like 5 or 5.5 sacks in one game. Like, there's a game a year that he just absolutely dominates and gets the high sack totals. And so I wonder if he has a season where that just goes away. Maybe instead of having 14 sacks, maybe he does finish with like 10 or 11. I just have a hard time thinking that that's going to happen this following year.
I think, listen, he's been so good. And he's also, I mean, healthy is relative, because again, he's had the feet injury, which scared the you-know-what out of me. He's 29. And I'm not saying it's going to happen this year. I'm not going to say it's going to happen next year. You know, he could end up, I mean, Reggie White tore his hamstring and was still a hell of a football player. And Reggie, by the way, was a 15, 16 sack a year guy until like that last year in Carolina. So maybe it never really happens for Miles.
Like the way Tom Brady set the market for quarterbacks at 45, and then you just don't have quarterbacks over 40 playing at that level. Miles Garrett, the way he takes the care of his body and the way that he is able to just, I mean, he treats it like it's like the business that it is. It wouldn't surprise me if he takes that further in age than not only most, but really anybody we've ever seen before.
But you look at it, Miles, and so if we go to the unofficial leaders, which I think we should because it includes guys like Deacon Jones, who were incredible, but Miles on the unofficial leader list is 58. And if you look at it, there are a lot of levels to all-time sacks in your career. Like, once you hit the 100 barrier, that's like the top 60 guys in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to like, 120 or above, and that cuts off like 30 of them. And then you go to 140 or above, and that's like 7 or 8 guys. That's 10 guys.
I know, and it's hard, because then this will be hard like 20 years from now telling the story of Miles Garrett and being like, yeah, but he didn't actually get a bunch of sacks relative to some of his peers. Like, T.J. Watt's got more sacks than Miles Garrett does in his career. It's a line that every Steelers fan under the sun throws at you. But it's like, how do I know that he's more dominant than T.J. Watt is? It's because he gets double teamed every single play. It's because his actual QB hurries and QB hit numbers are better than we've ever seen in NFL history.
Because he didn't hide on the right side.
He didn't hide on the right side. Exactly that. Like, T.J. Watt, line up over the right tackle every single time and see what Miles Garrett would have done. Like, so there's so many reasons we can attach to, and I feel like it's hard because with Miles, just the sack number doesn't tell the whole story, but I want to recognize the idea that, like, at some point, sacks do have to matter in the conversation as well.
But this is where I think, ultimately, if we talk about the 20 years from now conversation, this is where I think Miles will just put T.J. to shame. And this is why I'm pretty confident in this. TJ's 2 years older. They've been in the NFL the same time. If TJ's got 2 years left, if both crap out at 33, meaning they stop being double-digit guys every year at 33, well, TJ's got 2 more years, year and a half left. Miles has got 4. And that is a significant difference, because he will then not just pass him, because he's only like 6 sacks behind TJ. Steelers fans act like it's a billion. He's like 6 sacks behind him. And I don't see T.J. Watt being Clay Matthews, our Clay Matthews, not Clay Matthews the third. I don't see him play until he's 40. I see T.J. already starting to watch the wheels come off. He's not as fresh as he was a couple years ago. Maybe I'm just thinking too much the last games. I think Miles is going to blow past him, and it's not going to be a conversation in the future. But we are in the danger zone now, where a lot of guys who get to 100 sacks, this is where the wheels start to come off. And if Miles had a 12-sack season this year, you not only would you be like, well, that's not $40 million worth, you'd start asking yourself that question too. Same way, by the way, is what Pittsburgh will be doing with T.J. Watt.
Yeah, and it's on the table for T.J., by the way.
Would 12 sacks be a disappointment for Miles this season? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.